From NPR News, this is News in Notes. I'm Tony Cox. The holiday season is certainly a time of giving, but presents aren't the only gifts that you can give. For those who are struggling this Christmas, they need the most precious gift of all, time. Luckily, there are some selfless people who give up Christmas at home to help those in need. One of them is Kenny Lange. He has spent the last 10 years giving his time to the Children's Hospital in Los Angeles, and he joins us here today in studio. Kenny, welcome to News and Notes.
Thank you so much.
So, you know, giving is something that we all know about doing, but giving in the way that you give seems to be special. What was it that struck your heart that said, I need to do more than normal?
Right. Well, you know what? I think initially what I try to learn from is death. And I say that in the sense that I lost my grandfather about 10 years ago. And it was through his passing that I was motivated to kind of encourage other people and to actually give a little bit more. Just of myself and my time, and I decided to join Children's Hospital Los Angeles.
And what made you decide to pick that particular place as opposed to any other place where you could give?
Well, that's a good question. I think personally for me, it was the watching my grandfather pass away with cancer kind of really touched my spirit and my soul, and just seeing how, you know, he evolved and his illness kind of evolved kind of just sparked me into just working with kids, you know, with various illnesses.
Now, do you work specifically with children who have cancer?
Various. I'm a TLC volunteer, which is Tender Loving Care volunteer. I generally work in the playrooms, but primarily I can go floor to floor, room to room, you know, throughout the hospital.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, Children's Hospital is the one where they have pets that you can bring in, and they have these different play areas, and it's, you kind of travel from one area to another, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's correct.
What is the feeling? Describe it for us.
Wow.
When you first go in and you really see that, wow, I'm doing something valuable here.
Right. Well, I'd have to say for me, it is the whole piece is just an experience. One that when you pull into the parking lot, you see, you know, the lights and everything from the hospital. You see the big Children's Hospital sign and logo. You go into the parking lot, and it's just beyond, just everything in you. You have like an inner strength that just comes and just takes over. And as soon as I walk through the door, I transform into just Kenny the volunteer. All personal issues or personal problems seem to dissipate. Work, you know, anything that I could possibly be going through, you know, bills, whatever it is, all that just stays in the car, basically. And when I go in, you just transform into this strong-willed person.
You know, anyone who's ever worked in a hospital, and I include myself in that, knows that while there are rewards in helping people, there are also challenges because you are confronted with life's misery.
Yes.
Over and over and over again. How do you cope with that?
You know what? I just my belief system is really strong. My mom was very motivating. My parents were both motivating to me. And I often would get asked the question, you know, if I would lose a kid, and I've lost several kids, people would say, how do you do that? How do you do that? And I think once I started on that path and I saw how, you know, just my presence with sitting with a child watching TV or walking them downstairs to the McDonald's in the hospital and getting them an ice cream cone, how much that really means to them, the look on their face just makes it all worthwhile. And then it poses the question, how can you not do it? So, you know, it definitely is life-changing. And dealing with, you know, like I said, with death also teaches us how to live in the present moment and just be happy with what we have.
Let me ask this, and there's no way to make it not sound as if it's sort of weird. Let me just ask it like this. It's great what you do at holiday time, but why not do this all the time throughout the year?
Right. Well, actually, I do.
Do you really?
Which is good, yeah. I am a regular volunteer at Children's Hospital, and I actually started prior to my work at the hospital. I worked at a major studio for a while, and my volunteer hours at the hospital kind of transformed my whole thinking, my whole line of, of life, and I ended up changing my career and taking up a career working with kids. So I not only volunteer in my spare time, but I work with emotionally disturbed kids in full time.
So you gave up a career in Hollywood to become a volunteer full time?
Not necessarily a volunteer, but I still do that component of it. But I gave up that particular career to work with children. So now I'm getting paid to work with children, but I also volunteer on the side.
All right, so you change your vocation in a sense. Are you single?
Yes, at this time.
Could you do this, do you think, with a wife and children?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Do you find that it's hard to explain to people who you are close to, either colleagues at work in your previous line of work or friends, about the rewards of this? And are they afraid that if they get too close, you're going to pull them in to do the same kind of volunteering that you're doing?
Yeah, I have seen that a couple times. But I think generally, you know, everybody is built with a genuinely kind heart. Ultimately, and I think they ultimately see how it affects me, and those that, you know, love me can see what brings me joy. And then also, I know it's not for everybody, because I know, you know, going to a hospital and seeing kids and, you know, not understanding what the IVs mean and what the monitors mean and all of that stuff can be a little intimidating, and, you know, can kind of push people away because they don't really want to get involved in that. However, it's kind of done the opposite for me.
Really? What would you say is the difference in Kenny Lange 10 years ago, before you started doing this, and Kenny Lange, who is sitting here in front of me today, smiling?
Smiling. I would say my life now, I'm much more happier. I'm much more happier. I think I did exactly what I was supposed to do within the 10 years that I've been there. I did hit a bunch of walls, you know, with losing various kids here and there. But like I said, I think generally it's knowing that I'm making a difference in the life of a child.
Really? Why do you think people don't do more of this, Kenny?
You know what? I think it, as far as from the hospital standpoint or working with kids that have illnesses, I think it is that component, that fear, of having loss. And I think that generally people don't want to experience any more loss than what we already experience kind of on a day-to-day basis, even with our just general lives and regular families. So to kind of add another component to that, you know, is kind of intimidating, and most people may not want to do that. However, there's some generous people out there that would rather contribute financially or, you know, donate some toys or whatever, where they don't have to actually see the kids. You know,
well, let's do a public service right now.
All right.
Let's give people an idea how they can, A, become more involved, and how they can get their families more involved in volunteering in this way, especially at this time of year.
Okay. Well, I'm sure on the Children's Hospital website, you can go there, and there's so many different ways that you can volunteer. Even with volunteering like I do, I work in the playrooms generally, and I go room to room to visit the kids that may need some extra attention or whatever. But there's various other ways that you can volunteer. You can volunteer to work at a reception table in the hospital, where you don't have the one-on-one contact with the kid or kids. And you can also have toys donated to the hospital. You can, you know, start, you know, do like a food drive or a toy drive and donate those toys to some kids at the hospital.
Now, did you say you had that your family, I know that you're single now, but did you say that your family is involved in this?
Yeah, to an extent. As far as the support and nurturing, yeah. I actually I raised a foster son that I've had for quite a few years. And based on him being with me, I actually got him involved with working at the hospital as well. And he goes with me every Christmas Eve / Christmas Day to pass out the toys.
Do you have to be a certain kind of person in order to do this and do it well and get satisfaction from it?
You know what? I don't think so. I think that it could just be anybody. Anybody that genuinely wants to, that inner feeling of just feeling complete and feeling love, basically. When you feel the love with inside, then ultimately it's easier to kind of give to other people and to do this type of work. And I think it's a component that we're all built with.
You've done it for 10 years. Can you do it for 10 more?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Is this season any more difficult or any different than any of the previous ones? And I ask that because of the economic climate that has, you know, engulfed the nation and people
right,
feeling.
So many people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say it is. But, you know, I think ultimately, you know, like I said, the most powerful component is the love piece. And I think once you use that as the driving force, it does make it a lot easier to just kind of do even more. I'm in the process of feeding families right now. So we're putting food baskets together. We're not able to do as many as we've done in previous years, but, you know, we're still able to kind of do some food baskets. And, you know, just going to the hospital, I know financially or, you know, a crisis or no crisis, the kids are still going to be there. So the need is still going to be there, essentially. And it's just going and just giving, you know, getting away from all the chaotic lifestyle that we are so accustomed to and just go and just give of yourself.
What was your grandfather's name?
Willie.
Willie what?
Willie Lange. Senior.
He started this, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he started. My grandparents both and my parents all take credit. I give them all credit, basically.
That's great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Happy holiday to
you. Likewise.
Kenny Lange is a mental health specialist. He joined us here at the studios of NPR West.